a teenage anarchist, looking for revolution. I had the style, I had the ambition, read all the authors, I knew the rough slogans. There was a war, but the class war, I was ready to set the world on fire.
Happy hump day, everybody. How you doing? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you've been listening to me for a while, you know I like to dig into the stuff. I'm one for the nerdy wonk, but we all need a little relief from the day-to-day grind of the politics. And I think, you know, these next 4 years, certainly not going to be an exception from that at all. Yesterday, we got to talking just a little bit at the end of the show about resolutions for the new year. And I like to have intentions because a specific resolution, then I got to feel bad if I actually don't get it done. So I like sort of thematic intentions. And so this half hour, however long we all want to talk about this, let's spend a little time talking about some of the things that we're going to do to relieve the pressure from all of the politics this year. What are you doing to get your mind off of things? What do you do to play, right? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. As you all have gotten to know me over the years, yes, a nerd. I like to read a lot, like to do all those things. I'm also a big sports geek, former has-been athlete, musician, lots of different stuff that brings me joy and lets me get my mind off of the politics. But today, one of the things that I especially wanted to talk about, and you're welcome to call in and share whatever your special relaxation tricks and magic may be, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. But as a nerd, of course, I love me some board games. Always have. Always will. Grew up playing a ton of board games. I'm even going to throw card games in there too, because we are in Wisconsin. Wisconsinites love them. Some card games, including Sheep's Head. I do like some Sheep's Head. So why don't you give a call? We can compare notes on some of our favorite board and card games. And more broadly, what do you do to get your mind to relax, especially when we live in these 24-hour news cycles, when there's so much garbage coming at us from all angles at all times of the day and night? 855-752-4842. Before I start digging into some of those card and board games that I love the most, because one of my New Year's intentions is to play more, again, just some programming notes and reminders to y'all. I got Senator Tammy Baldwin tomorrow at 2 p.m., right at the top of the show. You're not going to want to miss that. She and I are going to be talking about her bill, which President Biden just signed, to build a monument on the National Mall in honor of women's suffrage. Boy, is that appropriate. We just saw the 100-year anniversary tick by a couple years ago of women's right to vote. We're in this moment where some of the extreme factions on the right have actually said that women shouldn't vote, that there should be all of the votes in a household, of course, the households being run by men, should be cast by that male head of the household. So I couldn't think of a better time for that kind of a monument. I think it's especially important in light of what's going on right here in Wisconsin and the overwhelming support for reproductive care and healthcare freedoms in this state. And yet the fact that the Robin Voss-led GOP here continues to advocate for all sorts of government intrusion into our bedrooms and bodies. Shame on them. That's coming up tomorrow at the top of the hour at 2 p.m. I'm also going to be joined by a special guest at 3 p.m. who has many set of personal experiences with President Jimmy Carter. We'll get some of his reflections. Can't wait to have that discussion. So you're not going to want to miss any of tomorrow's show. But let's start talking about board games, y'all. I need some fun. In fact, last night I cracked one open, needed to just turn the head off, needed to stop all the thinking, needed something a little complicated to keep me fully engaged last night. This one is a classic, been around for a while. If you don't have a pen and paper, remember, you can replay this portion of the episode by going to civicmedia.us shows and find it. This will be an hour two of today's podcasted episodes. Those are on Apple Pods and, of course, Spotify. This is the game I was playing last night, Pandemic. It is one of my favorites. It is both complicated and yet simple in the manner of gameplay. The strategy can be very complicated. The strategy actually changes every game, which I think is one of the hallmarks of great games and fun game play. But the process of playing is very simple. Those are sort of the two, a couple of the characteristics that I think are really important to make a fabulous board game. We got one of my favorite people on the lines, one of Civic Media's very own fabulous producers. Hey, Aaron Zommers, what's up? I hear you're a fellow board game nerd.
Yeah, definitely. Pretty much my favorite thing to do is play board games and card games. And Pandemic is a great one.
It is. We should play sometime. Like next time I'm in Madison, I'll bring a game or two and we can sit and quaff an adult beverage and play a little, get a little board game action. And you got a couple other favorites you want to share with folks, Aaron?
Yeah. One, if you like Pandemic, one of my favorites is called Clank with an exclamation point. It's also semi-cooperative. Like in Pandemic, all the players are working together to cure a disease. In
yes.
Clank, all the players are delving into a dungeon to get treasure and steal it without angering a dragon. And you work together to get down into the dungeon. But once everyone gets their treasure, it's every person for themselves. And what I like that it's semi-cooperative, and then there's a little bit of backstabbing, but also
yes.
It's a card drafting game. So there's cards in the middle and you choose like which ones you want to take. And that's one of my favorite mechanics. So I'm a big fan of Clank.
I'm going to, of course, get off the air today, Aaron Zommers, and go buy Clank because I have, I would call it a prodigious board game collection. Like I can't even keep all of them in the house. It's that ridiculous. Like I have to have some of them in the garage in a Sterilite container. Like I have duplicate board games. I have board games that I just drive around with in the car in case the opportunity comes up to, you know, crack open a board game with some new friend that I meet on the road. What else you got? You got any other favorites that are in your top five board games?
First of all, I didn't know that you were such a big board gamer somehow, but yeah, we'll definitely have to play some stuff. But
absolutely.
I do play Magic the Gathering, like collectible trading card game. That
yes.
one is basically the king of complex, ever-evolving, but a lot of self-expression with building your own decks and things like that.
Yep.
I know a lot of people think it's too nerdy, but I think if they give it a fair shot, recently, they just came out with a set called Foundations, which makes it really accessible and easy to learn without oversimplifying it so it's not fun anymore. So I think it hits a good spot for people who've been playing for a while or have never played before.
Yeah, that's the trick with board games. Folks, if you're just joining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We're taking a little bit of a break from our regular political discourse to talk about one of my New Year's resolutions or intentions, which is to play more. And for me, that means often playing more board games. Got one of our great producers online. His name's Aaron Zommers. Talking about Magic the Gathering, games that are sustained over a long period of time because of my job, Aaron, sometimes that's really challenging for me and that are complex in that kind of way where the mechanics of the game are really complex. I don't care about the nerdiness of the whole thing. But if it doesn't have a manageable time frame for beginning, middle, and end, that's just really challenging for me given my life's logistics. But I'm absolutely going to go check out Magic the Gathering Foundations and see if that is a good access point for me. Aaron, it was a pleasure to work with you this week. Thanks for stepping in, my friend. Happy New Year's to you and happy board gaming to you. We will do this soon, my friend. I appreciate you calling and listening.
Yes.
Take
Thank
care.
You.
That's Aaron Zommers, producer of the absolutely fabulous, terrific, and amazing Todd Alba Show. You can find Todd Alba before this fine program every Monday through Friday from noon to 2 p.m. We have another one of my good friends, Mark from Prairie du Sac, on the line. Hey, Mark, feel free to weigh in on your favorite board game or card games, or you've been very patient this afternoon, sir, or on some of our earlier discussion this afternoon.
Well, on some of the earlier topics, that let's remember that most of Donald Trump's spawn are from women that were under visas when they first, you know, they weren't even citizens when her children were born. So that's kind of ironic right there, strictly given the anti-immigrant attitude of Don Jr. And Eric. I mean that, and with Trump, you know, poised to declare a national economic emergency so he can declare emergency powers and do whatever the hell he wants. But getting back to the board games, I can remember years ago, and I'm older than you, but I can remember years ago being snowed in up north when I was a kid that the board games I'd play with my brothers, you know, Parcheesi, that Mousetrap.
Parcheesi!
that Monopoly, that, you know, Chinese checkers, that, you know, things that you could just haul out and, you know, didn't need any electricity to play them. You know, particularly if the electricity was out, you couldn't use your thing maker or vacuum form that
yes.
melt the plastic goop or for that kind of thing. But that it is just, you know, it's something in some cases just an escape, and that some of those earlier games are just, you know, still fun to play. I mean, I can remember playing a little bit older when I was staying up at my cousin's place up in Duluth. We would play Monopoly till all hours of the night and watch the creature feature on Friday nights.
Creature feature, love it. Thanks so much. I got a quick question for you. If you like Parcheesi, do you also like backgammon?
I've never played backgammon, and I'd like to learn that.
Well, Mark, the next time you and I are together, we will play some backgammon. If I am not mistaken, Parcheesi goes back like centuries. I mean, it's like maybe not centuries plural, but it's really, really old, right?
The game of India is what it was described as, I think, on the box when we were kids. That I haven't played it for years, but and I can't remember how it's played, but I can remember playing it.
Oh, amazing. Thanks so much. That's our good friend here on Civic Media, Mark from Prairie du Sac. Join our conversation. Text line's open. We're getting some of that feedback from y'all. I'll get to your texts and more phone calls after these brief messages. What's your favorite board game? Because we all need some relief from the politics. Politrix, as my friend Earl Ingram would say. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 855